4. The Archpriestal Church. We are now at the foot of the stairs that lead to the Romanesque doorway of the Archpriestal Church. This church was declared a National Heritage Site in 1931 and is the town's most emblematic building, and thanks to its impressive size, it is also one of the most beautiful and unique examples of Gothic structures in Valencia. The Archpriestal Church includes elements from practically every architectural style between the 13th and 18th centuries. Of the original building, only the foot of the main doorway, where we are now standing, and the first section of the nave remain today. As we head up the stairs, we can see that the portal is composed of a splayed semicircular arch with a triple archivolt. There are sculpted capitals on either side. On the left, there are two with plant motifs, and the third is sculpted with a battle scene, including animal and human figures. On the right, starting from the outside, on the first capital, there is Adam and Eve as they commit the original sin. On the second capital, we see Herod's banquet and the beheading of Saint John the Baptist, while plant motifs are repeated on the third capital. Gothic-style temples began to substitute temples built with the architectural characteristics of the Reconquest around the start of the 14th century. This change was due to the growth of the population, both in terms of number and economy. Sant Mateu reached its historic maximum of 951 families, around 4,500 inhabitants, in 1373. At the same time, thanks to the local markets and fairs, the town became an important center for the trade of wool, the principal commodity of the medieval economy. Let's continue our tour inside the temple, where we can admire the majesty of the Gothic nave. The construction of the nave began between 1345 and 1350, starting with the apse, where the altar and chancel are located. The master builders during those years were Bernat d'Alguaire and Domingo Prognonosa, who directed the construction of the Tortosa Cathedral at the same time. The Romanesque nave was used as a scaffold to build the new one. Once a section of the new nave was finished, the old one was taken down. Construction work was halted in the mid-15th century as a consequence of the slowing down of the wool-based economy, leaving the Gothic stonework unfinished. This explains why part of the old Romanesque church, the doorway, is still standing. It was never replaced by a new one in the Gothic style. The Archpriestal Church was the site of important historical, religious, and social events that affected the lives of the people of Sant Mateu. In fact, it was here that the oath of vassalage to the masters of Montesa, the lords of the town from the 14th to the 19th centuries, was taken, and where meetings between neighbours to deal with important matters were held. The church witnessed the meeting of the ecclesiastical branch of the courts of the Kingdom of Valencia 5 times. What's more, the last episodes of the Dispute of Tortosa took place here. This dispute consisted of a series of debates, promoted by Pope Benedict XIII, which was held between the most important rabbis and theologians of the Kingdom of Aragon in 1414. The dispute was resolved with the voluntary baptism of hundreds of Jews, at a time when the Sephardic culture was in decline. Without a doubt, though, the most important historic event was the end of the Great Schism of Western Christianity that took place on the 15th of August, 1429, when the Avignon Pope Clement VIII, successor to Pope Luna, abdicated during a ceremony and mass in the presence of Cardinal Pedro de Foix, papal nuncio of Pope Martin, and ambassador to King Alfonso the Magnanimous.